and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Harp playing Toluga.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
Also, I'm Glebnor.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Great episode, gang. Guys, you good?
Quick adventure in and out, 20 minutes. Now it's even quicker because it's on the way to Budcon.
Yeah, we don't even have to make two stops.
Yeah, basically,
you didn't expect me to do this, or did you?
Kind of. I set up, like, there are certain events that I know are going to be happening because they're happening in the world. And unless you guys really like had gone out of your way to change things, whatever. If you guys have been like, we need to figure out what the hell the Gnolls are doing trying to crack this seal, you could have potentially just like completely diverted your attention in that direction and it never would have broken. You guys could have dealt with them first, but it was like a background thing that never got touched on. So I was like, the world moves along, even if we're not like focusing on it.
Yep. Of course.
So the Gnolls kidnapped a dwarf, Abjur, brought him back. They broke one of the seals, which fractured the entire curse. We're back to normal, baby. No more coin rules. I really wanted to do it in this episode because I wanted to put a little more pressure on getting to Yarno. Because it was like, if he's a coin, you know, no biggie. We got plenty of clerics we know that can cast a revivify. But if he's actually dead, then it makes things more complicated. So,
yeah.
I feel like a real dick making that a luck roll.
I'm Aaron Deere's lawyer now?
Yes. Yeah, you know what? I think I want to drag Roger back here sooner rather than later. So I'm setting myself up another Arndir arc. I'll say
that
it right now.
The tree relays that I'm the lawyer. Yeah.
Toluga, plu-plu-pleen, plop of the people, fucking the team in
Destroyer King, Bob Denim, Hulul, or
Destroyer
whatever.
Of Denim.
Defiler of Denim.
Esquire.
Yeah, my girlfriend is a lawyer and has Esquire at the end of her thing, and it always makes me feel so fancy.
Esquire.
And here's my partner. She's an Esquire. Sounds nice. It is really funny going to like her fancy like bank events and everyone's like, I do this kind of law. And I'm like,
I work at a toilet place. And I play a dumb guy on a podcast. Yeah.
I could do silly voices in between selling chairs you shit in.
It's like, so stupid. What is my dumb life? God, that like first sequence of you guys straight up doing like Looney Tunes car bullshit. that stupid hat was like, picturing it in my head was so funny.
So funny that you wanted to save it.
I'm like, if you have the luck points, you should use them. I mean.
Yeah, we're probably going to need them coming up.
Yeah. I do like making you guys use your luck points before anything real happens. So
that's why I save them.
I mean, we were also going into what I thought was going to be a fight and taking 3d12 damage before.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't have been great.
Yeah,
that's true.
Badass play calling out to Prince of the Red Waste.
Well, I mean, you said like a flash of red.
Yeah, I wanted you to like let you know like you have a connection to him now, basically.
No, I didn't know if he liked Lola or not. So I'm just like, killed her. She sided with Krizik. I'm the new king.
I think it's once you mentioned the Krizik connection, I think that's when.
Yeah, behind the screen a little bit. Strife is like pretty like paranoid about all of his demon lords right now, pretty much. They're almost all not listening to him and doing their own thing. And he has this big plan that's just not going well. He was already suspicious of Lola, and you saying that was just like, oh, okay, that's kind of what
I already say we killed Monza?
No.
I should relay that after we kill.
No, yeah. We can use Monza's that as not a dead different yet. Bargaining chip.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's already dead, though.
He's still alive.
I mean, he's technically dead.
Right, but we can get something from Strife by being like, oh, we'll kill him.
All right, well, I'll phone in Uncle.
Okay. I don't like you guys calling my evil prince of death Unk.
I mean, you made him pretty chill of me.
I mean, well, he is my uncle.
His uncle. No, he's been a menace to Theo. I show up and I'm like, he's like,
it did make sense,
man.
I thought of it like did make sense of like, number one, you look like a monstrosity. Like you're like, you, like if, again, if you
he
like,
has feelings,
I'm just saying.
Wow, Ryan, you're like, I am a person. I am a humanoid.
You're like a piranha with like floating ghostly crab claws covered in black ink tattoos.
You're wearing a lobster as a hat.
Yeah. Like
with a crown on top of that.
Leaking goo.
Yeah.
That's natural. All right. It's a condition.
If I like described a monster the way I would like you'd be like, oh, that thing's fucking scary. What the fuck? Like, yeah.
So skin condition.
I think at first he was like, this is my nephew's like religious leader, this little monster
and
man.
We killed Lola. I'm the king now.
He's like, okay. And it's also like, you look kind of like you're kind of nuts. So he's like, I can probably get this guy on my team eventually. Like that's like,
I think I said circle back around like, when we're done.
Like, I think he also just sees the long game opportunity of like,
oh, fellow long gamer.
Well, it's like, oh, if Theo's going to be a little brat and not do what I want, maybe I'll just go through the guy that's kind of running the actual religion here. But yeah, it was really, I loved an opportunity to have just fucking the Prince of the Red Ways just big brother the hell out of Krizik and just choke slam his force.
Like being like, Theo, your unk's gonna do something badass.
Yeah, I love the visual of you all sticking your heads out the window and watching this wicked metal thing happening.
Hell yeah.
Krizik's not gonna be happy.
No. I just like love doing stuff with sandstorms going on. It makes everything so much cooler. Like just a whipping sandstorm while you're doing rad shit is just the best.
Love
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
I also didn't want to deal with that.
It's and Uncharted 3. Yeah.
Go yeah. kill Yunogu after we found out he broke the.
Yeah, that would have. At that point, I wouldn't have. If the Krizik thing was happening, I wouldn't have went further away from Bodkali. I would have been like, we got to go back because.
Yeah.
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 But now the storm isn't there and we could do the race outside.
Well, I mean, the race will be happening at the Coliseum either way, but yeah.
I know. He sent all those wizards down there to work for yeah. days on end.
Molding earth.
Molding earth 5 feet at a time. You know, it takes a village.
Yeah. Spider crown paying off dividends.
The spider crown has been great. It's weirdly, it's almost like you have like little spies all over the world you can kind of tap into.
I'm just not going to use them to attack or do anything crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. They're better as just having like
little looky-loos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like your enemies don't know you can do it yet, which I think is like another big thing too. Yeah. Like I can imagine if that gets out, there will be like the maids will be making great money in Windmere, making sure there isn't a single insect in the city.
Oh, they won't know.
Yeah. But yeah, I had at first I was like, oh, maybe I'll do like a little combat during this. But I think this was more fun as like just like a race to get to Yarno the whole time.
We have plenty of combat coming up.
Yeah,
are you
exactly.
Kill Gorpor, by the way.
If you had failed all those medicine checks, I would have. Yeah.
Sick fuck.
I know.
I mean, would have never forgiven the elves.
We got to, you know, put stakes
in. Oh, the elves would have died.
It would have been.
If Yarno died. Yeah. Like,
I mean, they're already dead.
The only elf left would have been Arendir. Yeah.
I wanted to give you guys some, like, you know, it's going to be at a certain point. Like, it is going to be tough managing all these different countries that are, like, under your banner. So The elves are going to be a hard sell. They're snooty. My elves are traditional elves. They're like little hoity-toity boys.
That's fine. When we win and kill Krizik, they just, you know.
Yeah.
Will be looked at as less than person.
They become second class citizens. Yeah, they're in a weird spot.
They refuse to help, then therefore, why should
exactly.
we get help?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they are, again, like the elves, I'm going to be flat out, they probably have one of the stronger militaries just because they're all so old.
But they lost the Beast Wars.
Yeah, the Beast Wars ended in a stalemate. They had to give up. They tried to basically like colonize the Beast Lands and got pushed out. So
maybe
and who's better
with the beast?
Who's better at making friends with beasts and weirdos?
Yeah, that's a good
point.
This
guy's good. I'm going to win over the beastmen.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, that is the current conflict going on now. Like, that's why the elves haven't been as, like, involved in this, like, Krizik-Yeagerron war. Because they have their own, like, border dispute going on up home.
Because they're assholes.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. Well, also, the elven homeland was, like, a big chunk of it got destroyed by the maelstrom, like, in the center. So they kind of had to, like, flee their homeland. And now they're sort of trying to colonize new places to be. Which,
so instead of going back to fight the problem,
they're Columbusing.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Throwing out small plots.
Yeah. So they're not great, but they're powerful. And, you know, they do have beef with Krizik because they would love for that storm to go away and they could take back part of their world.
Apparently not enough to deal with.
No, yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of what happened in this world. Everyone got pretty complacent. It's like
the mad skin out of the rain.
They put a Band-Aid over that problem in the middle of the world and just kind of tried to grow around it. And now it's all starting to sort of clash down. But yeah, it's been we're getting into the juicy stuff. Very excited. We're hitting that was 74, right?
Yeah.
75 episodes, anything is pretty fucking impressive. I just gotta say.
Yeah.
We like, you know, we're pretty lazy creators for the most part, but we've like consistently knocked out an episode a week. I'm going to give us all the credit in the world.
Yeah.
Because if you had if you add up all the like side stuff, probably closer to like 80.
So it's over 80.
Yeah.
Because there was two.
Two.
Yeah. Two Christmas.
Yeah, two Gongyella, two Gong Christmas, yeah. And then four of the Gore Shorts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God, the Gore Shorts.
Wow. So that's eight.
Yeah.
Still got one more bean left on Quintarius.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get around. I think we were doing like a lot of one-shots because of like weird scheduling stuff for a bit. Yeah,
so
illnesses
I was
like,
and-
yeah, I kind of was like, oh, let's maybe like pull back on those until we kind of like knock another arc or two out. But I'm kind of itching to like have you guys play some more little weirdos. So yeah,
I love being weird.
And we also, you know, we found out from like the gnomish times that, you know, there is a Christmas revolt happened. So you just do have little gnome allies somewhere in the world doing God knows what with a white dragon.
Making cubes. Yeah,
I mean, yeah. Your character is like the leader of them.
Freedom! I was in charge of fitness, so they're all jacked out of their minds.
Yeah.
Bunch of gnome just a barbarians.
Fucking burnout.
I gotta say.
Wait, Roger was the burnout.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta say, through that whole thing, I loved how stupid everyone was except you in the, and you just got to a point where you're just like, I'm gonna have to fucking take over and fucking move this along.
I always love that in D&D. I feel like everyone,
whenever I'm the voice of reason,
yeah,
everyone takes a turn at it. It's like sometimes you find yourself, you're like, holy shit, no one else is locking in. I have to be the one.
Yeah, like Tuluga.
Yeah, yeah. This is your run at it. Unfortunately, mm-hmm.
You know what? Once the BB supply dries up, Fletty's going to be on the hunt.
That's true.
We can utilize that.
Mm-hmm. Weaponize Fletty.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Tell him that Krizik
has the BBs with the good chocolate. Yeah.
Windmere has like a BB vault.
Yeah.
With the good chocolate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That rare 2007 chocolate. The good stuff. But yeah, that was fun. I was just so there was, if you guys had rolled, you guys rolled crazy good on all the vehicle stuff. I mean, those DCs aren't crazy high or anything, but like literally I threw five at you in a row and you guys passed all of them, which was pretty impressive.
What was it? Two of them were the flip.
Yep. One of them was like going off a little cliff, and then one, you rolled really high in the first one, so like nothing happened.
Yeah, 18.
Yeah, 18 was 2 10s
out of seven.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do a like Avatar the Last Airbender style drill.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what is this, Bossing Say?
Yeah, I wanted to do a Bossing Say drill fight. I've been like really thinking about it, like how fun it would be. And I figure since Bog Kali's like whole thing is these huge defensive walls, it'd be fun to have just the gnolls on like a wicked rinky dink junk drill, just trying to slam into it. God. I like the idea of like
a bunch of them turning cranks to like make it go.
Like, it's wicked shitty. Like they're really dumb. Their engineering is stupid.
So we're definitely gonna catch up.
Yeah, there's just a lot of them. Like, there's a lot of them.
What if I get in there and just undo everything that they're doing and it
use
falls
the tinker's
apart?
Tools, just like loosen bolts. Just like,
I mean, we also got to kill them though.
Well, no, I'm just
they
saying
die the in the collapsing of the drill.
Drill falls apart. They got nothing to go move with,
or
they die of fucking consumption in the desert.
Yeah. We kill them all, and now we have a cool drill.
Not consumption. Exposure. I mean,
exposure.
If we bring that to Gertie.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll just let you guys know straight up. We're talking like hundreds of gnolls.
Yeah.
Possibly like thousands of gnolls.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm totally down for you guys trying to.
Ryan, it's a train, right?
Kind of.
It's just Snowpiercer all the way up.
Basically. Yeah.
Then that's fine.
Yeah. We start
with
one.
We have to eat bugs.
I mean, we already kind of did.
That's so, true. I mean, there's the drill itself. And then I'm going to let you guys know there's Envoy. Like an army of gnolls with them.
Yeah, but most of them are probably shitty little guys.
They are. Yeah.
And they're in a cramped train.
It's a numbers
with
game,
with a
baby.
Man who has piercer.
Yeah. So
and
I
a
think,
guy who has flaming spear.
Yeah, I think and we're looking at
and a magic fist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I think there's a 100% chance you guys can take out this drill. Dealing with the like killing every gnoll, maybe not in an episode. But then, possible. Enough that you can slow them down, get to Bog Kali, and get like a defense ready kind of.
I think we can.
I'm feeling pretty good. I feel confident.
Because you're forgetting a couple of things here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got the hat. I got a flaming sphere.
Yeah.
The flamethrower.
I got the flamethrower.
100-foot long. We just got to open a couple of doors and let it ride.
I'm just saying, you know, D&D is a numbers game. Usually the side with the most people wins. You don't have Reggie with you.
I get four attacks.
It's the three of you on a crazy mission to see how many gnolls you can kill.
We have...
Before the race.
Five cans of slurp.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hack and slash.
Yeah. I think your best bet here is a real hit and run. It's like a drive-by. We fucking take out the drill, and then hopefully you can get to the race in time. Because that's the other thing, too. You're fighting the clock. You got to get to that race in time.
It's going to be an afternoon race, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But, you know, no one wants to be still, above ground.
It's still night, right?
It's yeah. So basically, like you, I would basically say it's like the sun is rising now because you guys spent all night kind of tracking these gnolls, spent a couple hours of the night.
So, we got like,
I would say you probably have like about an hour till the sun fully rises. I would say it's about like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the race is probably going to be around close to noon, I'm assuming.
A little past noon.
No, because it's the desert. No one wants to be out in the sun.
Of course.
So we'll all be underground.
Yeah. You don't want
to
be.
So we had a comfortable 6 hours to wipe out a train full of gnolls.
Yeah. If you can take out the train, that'll slow the gnoll army down long enough where you don't have to deal with it for a couple episodes. I'll say that. But I got a lot of gnolls.
What I think we'd end up doing if we did that is we'd stop the train, go win the race, come right back.
No. You disable the train.
Yeah.
Go win the race.
Yeah.
Monza dies.
Yeah.
Take control of the city. Alert them that a fucking gnoll convoy is coming and then just have mages light them up as soon as they get there.
I will say you were told that like last time the gnolls attacked the city, they just hung out and fired down fireballs at them for like a whole day and then they just left.
So easy to just light them on fire.
Yeah. See, last time they didn't have a drill. They just showed up and were punching the walls.
When Monza dies, install Lorenz as the guy.
He's our puppet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, because we also have to deal with the avatar of Krizik, though.
That'll be part of the race, I take it.
Yeah.
That's part of the death race.
I don't assume it's part of the death race.
We're going to cut his head off with his own fucking.
It doesn't necessarily mean
dagger.
He's going to be in the race.
Well,
he's just going to
be like a whole day itself.
Yeah, that's why we have to disable the train so they have to hoof it to the wall.
We just snow pierce this shit and just go in.
I would love to, but he won't let us.
Listen, what you think.
I 100% will let you guys go down a train car, like blowing through gnolls for a full 2 hours. That sounds fucking awesome. I love that. I'm just saying that isn't enough to kill 1,000 gnolls. You guys can probably kill
1,000 gnolls inside the train?
No. There's probably dozens.
We're just dealing inside the train.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, no, that's great. Okay. I'm just saying it's not just the train. It's also
a convoy of
vehicles and, you know.
Yeah, but that's easy.
But
yeah,
I just punch flip them over.
Yeah.
The whole thing is only two would be able to go in the train unless we leave the Corvette out there.
Yeah.
It's a smart car. It's got autopilot, right?
I would actually say that because you do have like that little droid, you could basically put it on cruise control to follow behind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We could use the magnet to fuck up some of the buggies.
Yeah.
It pulls them in, flips them over.
You act like I haven't ran a siege.
So I need to know, is this, it's a button? It's not like a dial. I can't like dial it the opposite way and push things.
No,
that's very cool though. Big red button.
Hey, if you can somehow get that car into a floating city of Yeagron, I will let you fucking work on that.
I am getting it there. Okay. Trust me.
Okay. We just need to bring the hermit crab with us.
You think I don't want to ride into battle against Krizik in the front as Dominic Toretto with guns?
Listen, man, I'm here to make your dreams come true. I believe.
And think how cool it is. We show up to the death race with the Snowpiercer train.
Yeah. I think we're going to do like Train to Busan, but with like gnolls. I think that's the play for next episode.
Just zombie fucking horde.
Yeah. So episode 75, guys. We're going to go big. Catch it. I think we're going to do a real big one.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get really cranking on mechanics on the next before the next recording session.
Hell yeah. Or I mean, if the leader gnoll guy is in the train and he's dumb enough, I could just flip.
Yeah. Whip away.
I got 55 feet of it.
Straight down the whole train.
Straight down the train. All right. I'm going to get homebrewing a big train.
Yay.
Drill train. Yeah.
Drill train.
All right.
Drill train.
Mark, get us out of here.
Hey, everybody. Thanks, as always, for listening. We really appreciate you. 74 episodes. It's all because of you. Even though nobody interacts. Anyways, make sure you rate.
Variant Mouse.
Variant Mouse. Always big shout out to Variant Mouse and Mike. Only two people. Anyways, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you get in the comments. I say Avatar The Last Airbender from Nickelodeon is, in fact, an anime. If you disagree with me, you're wrong.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
Me and Mark are rarely on the same side of history, but today we will be.
Yeah. 100% an anime.
An anime.
Yep. So go ahead and argue with me about that. I will answer you. And
that's true.
And if you're listening on a podcast, our email's in the description. I'll bring it. You're wrong. Yeah, you heard me. You're wrong about Avatar. It is an anime. The end. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.